And it's Goldfish Body Language. It's about that time.
AlgoaFM.co.za, where your music, your world, is less than a click away.
Right, Algoa Country, we're diving into a topic that affects thousands of South African families, but it's still surrounded by a lot of confusion and a lot of stigma too: dementia. Now, the Global Burden of Disease study predicts that dementia cases in SA will nearly triple by 2050. Yet many of us don't really understand what is it, right? How does it actually show up? And how do we support loved ones who have it? So let's separate fact from fiction tonight. We're joined by neurologist at MediClinic Louis Leipholt, Dr. Harsha Patel. Dr. Patel, welcome to Algo FM.
Hi, Kia. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. We're so glad to have you. I kind of want to dive right in, right? Dementia is really one of the most misunderstood health conditions in South Africa. Do you get this a lot?
I do. I've been in private practice for 1 year now, and I've been seeing a lot of many patients with coming in with cognitive impairments, not necessarily dementia per se, but coming in for memory issues.
Sure. So would you say that dementia is a normal part of getting older?
No, not at all. Forgetting things can be part of normal aging, but if memory becomes an issue where reasoning and daily functioning is affected and becomes noticeable to friends and family, then we would say it's not within the normal aging process. Mm-hmm. And maybe dementia should be considered, but also rather to rule out any conditions that can mimic a dementia as well.
Wow, so this is not actually a normal part of getting older, because a lot of people think then that only elderly people can develop dementia as well. Is this true? And another myth that also comes up.
That's not completely correct, because the most common form of dementia is late onset dementia, which happens in patients older than 65. But we also can get dementia in people less than 65 years of age, where we call this young or early onset dementia. However, cognitive impairment can occur with other causes where, for example, if somebody has an infection and they have a delirium, we wouldn't say they have dementia. So dementia is something that needs to be considered ideally in a person-to-person situation.
Wow, person-to-person situation. So you're saying that there's early onset dementia. People can get this even younger than 65. Wow.
Yes, it can happen. Genetic forms of Alzheimer's dementia are very rare and should only be considered if there are multiple family members in different generations who have features of Alzheimer's dementia. And really, genetic testing is not recommended in the majority of cases. But other causes of dementia, such as vascular dementia, secondary to many strokes, can occur in younger patients. And then other causes of cognitive impairment, such as traumatic brain injury, alcohol use, HIV specifically, can also predispose early onset dementia.
Wow. And I'm glad you mentioned genetics too, because another myth that comes up is that dementia is just purely genetic. You know, if it's in your family, it means that you'll likely get it.
Yeah, I can understand where it comes from, but only 1% to 5% of dementia cases are genetic. And in those cases, there's a strong inherited likelihood where there's multiple generations that are affected. And mostly those people also present much earlier than 65. So the majority of cases are not genetic. Mm-hmm. And we have to look at the age of the patient, the vascular health of that person, as well as their lifestyle, such as smoking and exercise.
Wow. Algoa Country, if you just joined, we are chatting to neurologist at MediClinic Louis Leipholt, Dr. Harsha Patel. Dr. Patel, would you say that if someone has dementia, you know, we just found out you have dementia, there's nothing that we can do to help them? Is this true?
Not at all. So if somebody has cognitive impairment and seeing a neurologist or a general practitioner or any doctor, we also have to look at the other causes of cognitive impairment, such as vitamin B12 deficiency, thyroid abnormalities, maybe comorbid mental health issues such as depression. Certain medications may also make a difference, such as sedative medication, alcohol use. And then once a diagnosis has been made, we can also improve the quality of life for that person. So there are medications available that can slow the progression of the illness in the early and maybe moderate to late stages, and can make a difference in terms of mood, cognition, behavior, daily functioning. And then also in terms of quality of life, allied health is very helpful with regard to physiotherapy for mobility. Occupational therapy can help to allow the home to be structured such that there's less risk to the patient.
Wow.
Speech therapy, dietetics, all of that helps to prevent or assist with management and also to slow down the progress and help the patient.
Wow. So there actually is a light at the end of the tunnel. And something that you mentioned a little bit more, I kind of want you to dive into it. Dementia only affects memory. I think you kind of answered this one, that it's not just your memory, hey?
No, not only the memory. It affects the ability to function in a day-to-day perspective. Something like maybe preparing a cup of tea, which requires ability to understand the task sequencing process. Going out into public can cause social anxiety, also mood disturbances, insomnia, aggression sometimes in the later stages. So it affects different parts of the brain depending on what dementia it is, but eventually there can be difficulty in terms of diagnosing the type of dementia because they can be overlaid in many of the different dementias.
I'll go a country, a topic that really affects thousands of families in South Africa, a whole lot of confusion, a whole lot of stigma. But I feel like we've definitely gotten some enlightenment from Dr. Harsha Patel. Dr. Patel, I'd love to know, where can we get a hold of you if perhaps we want to find out more information?
I do have a website. It's www.drharshapatel.co.za, and I am based in Mediclinic Leeuwarden. So if you Google my name with Mediclinic Leeuwarden, you will find my details available for inquiries with regard to whether it's by telephone or email. We'll be happy to assist you if possible.
Ah, there you heard it, Algoa Country. Neurologist at Mediclinic Leeuwarden. You can also catch her on her website too. Dr. Harsha Patel, thank you so much for joining us. Wow, very enlightening.
Don't stop. The biggest summer hits. We got it. All day. Algoa FM.
No, I never got her name, or time to find out anything. I loved her just the same. And though I rode a different road and sang a different song, I'll love her till my last breath's gone. Like a river made of silver.